Okay. Abba Hammer, what's exciting in the world? The Young Israel movement.
My Balabatim still think Trump's going to be president.
Yeah, okay, I don't think so.
Kind of scary.
All right.
Hopeful.
Okay. All right. Let me get my papers. Where are my papers? Okay, I still got another minute yet. We still got another minute. Hello, Rabbi May.
How are you?
Amir, Aaron, Yitzi Kramer, Dr. Gawander, and I don't know who the phone is here. 15. What?
No, I was just saying hi.
Oh, Yitzi Kramer. Okay. I thought you were the phone talking. No. Okay. I don't know who's the phone. Mr. Phone. Hello, Chaim Gordon.
Okay. The phone is having to work.
David Gowertz. Hello there.
Hello.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Calling from Houston. The 574 is Indiana. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Hello, Trudy Pikes. Okay, anyway, I think we can start soon. And Avra Max is coming soon. Okay, got another. Okay, so okay, hello, Avra. Anyway, so that's what we were basically did yesterday. We were trying to discuss the difference between the Plain Yeshua and the Grizz. I thought that was very, very nice. 1 second, that's one of the guys are calling. We are discussing the difference between the Plain Yeshua and the Grizz. And the truth is, I'm not so clear yet on the Plain Yeshua. I need to work a little bit more on the Plain Yeshua. But I think on the Grizz, we really got it right.
Right.
That the Grizz is, so the really read the next paragraph of the Grizz. And really, it's really the next two paragraphs where he, really, I gave the wrong paragraph, but they're both similar. Where he really speaks out. Clearly, you see his shita. He basically says in the next paragraph, in a Fizek, he's coming to answer Typhus's Kasha. The Gemara says that if we only had the pasuk of Karen Tlusha, so we would say Taren Mechuberes is Kula Muedas. So Typhus asks the Kasha, where are you going to learn it from? You can't learn it from anywhere else because Karen is not. You can only learn it from Karen Tlusha. Karen Tlusha is Chatzi Nezek the first three times. So you can, Karen Mechuberes has to be the same as Karen Tlusha. So where in the world would you get that Karen Mechuberes is Nezek Shaleh? That's Davis's gotcha. Ember the Grizz, and according to his answer, is very good because you're learning out from, it makes no difference where. You're learning from Karen Tlusha, you're learning from the Tzada Shava, from everything, makes no difference. You can learn from Karen Tlusha. You can learn from Karen Tlusha that you're Chayiv. But the Chayiv is a universal Chayiv in all cases. The Chayiv is in all cases. Let me just add some more people. Right, the Grizz is answering Tavis's Kasha. That we're learning out from Karen. You have to keep on checking the people to come in. Remember that we're learning out from Karen Tlusha, and the Karen Tlusha teaches us that Karen Mechuberes is also Chayiv. Once you're Chayiv, you should be Chayiv in really all cases. Because the general chiyuv, you start out being chayiv everywhere. You start out, that's how you start. You start out being chayiv everywhere. Then you need a question whether you get a p'tur. So the p'tur is only given to the shame Karen. Since Mechuberes doesn't have the shame Karen, so Mechuberes doesn't have the p'tur. So it comes out that even though Karen Mechuberes is learned from Karen Telusha, and Karen Telusha has a Ptur Chatzi Nezek, Karen Mechuberes does not get a Ptur Chatzi Nezek. Right? That's what he's basically saying. In the next paragraph, he says the same thing, that that he says that even if it's, he basically says that even though Shein Berego is Pater B'Rishus HaRabim, and this is worse than Shein Berego, but since it doesn't have the Shein Berego, it'll be Chayv in Rishus HaRabim, right? Same idea. In other words, since you don't have the Shein, so what comes out, according to the Grizz, when you think about it, is that it could be that something which is more cow in Svara will be more chomer in Din. He pretty much says it beferish. In other words, if you add a Toda, which is missing Kavanosa Lahazik, and missing Hanod Azeka, and missing Azeka Motsui, then the Grizz is saying the halacha would be what?
You have in everything.
You have in everything, right? Which is so wild. In other words, when you have a chumrah, kavanas and a hazik, then you get up to our chatzin nezik. When you have a chumrah of hezek omatzoi, then you get pterishas arabim. You have a chumrah of anod hezeka, you get pterishas arabim. But if you have no chumras, then you pay more. Why is that? Because the heterim, the pturim, are gzeres hakosas. So it doesn't have to be logical, right? So this is a really, really classical Briska piece.
Right.
Lechora, he doesn't explain himself enough, because for what reason are toldas subject to the pturim of the av if you can't pull the same?
Only if they have the shame.
But doesn't mean to have the shame. For what reason does anything beside the av perforce have?
Because it's physically, apparently physical dimyan. If you're kavanas al hazek, learning is a physical dimyan.
For what reason do we need to make a dimyan even? For what reason do we make a categorical physical?
I don't know. The Torah, because the Torah wrote Karen.
To do that?
Because when the Torah writes Karen, the Torah wrote Karen has special halachas. So there's a way of learning Pshan the Torah. We make a binyan av. That we extend that opinion out, that we say that Karen is lav davka, but anything that's basically called Karen. If the Torah talks about a fork, we say the same thing as a spoon. If the Torah says, if you find sure you an aveda of a shore, your friend shore. So the same thing if you find your friend.
It's not a binyan av, though. It's a gedder. It's
not a binyan av. It's the way you learn the Torah, that the when the Torah describes the case, it's lav davka, the exact anything that fits into the lumdisha parameters from a physical lumdisha point of view is included in the case. So the gzeiras hakosav of tur and shus harabim applies to anything that has a shame. Anything that the gzeiras hakosav of chatzi nezek is anything that's a shame Karen. But let's just get back.
But if you didn't have any of the chumras, then it wouldn't be part of the Tzadah Shaveh either, probably, right?
No, it is, because the Tzadah Shaveh is Darko Lahazik. In other words, I cared. We make a Tzadah Shaveh. We say, Karen has Kavanos and Lahazik, but Shane doesn't. Shane has Hanot Azeka, but Karen doesn't. Rego has Azeka Motsui, but the others don't. So the Tzadah Shaveh says that
what is Darko Lahazik, but that doesn't have one of the Chumr? What would be a case?
Again, I made up. I don't know. If you would have a case of a dark on a
hazard. Obviously it doesn't, because every single one of these
I'm sure there are cases. But we're talking Lu Yitzur, and it makes life easier. You don't have to figure out a case. So Lu Yitzur, you had a case, which is dark on a hazard, without a Zeko Matsui, and without a Nod Zeko, and without the Kavanos Hazik. It's pretty befarish in the Grizz that you'd be Chayev without any of the Pturim, which means that the what comes out at the end of the day, that the halachic chumras cause kudas, which is wild. It's wild. It's so much against Pashas and Svara. Pashas and Svara is that a halachic chumrah causes a chumrah. And he's saying, you know, it's like a, it's more than like paraduma. You know, it's like there is a cause of paraduma. The halachic chumrah causes a kula, but it's really not the halachic chumrah. It's a physical description, which happens to be the halachic chumrah is irrelevant. It's a physical description, and it's the there is a cause. That's it.
So he's renaming. It's not a halachic chumrah. It's a name. So then he said, you're looking at it wrong.
I understand, but it still comes out very, very strange. You have the exact same case. Well, you have two cases, and the only difference between the two cases are that one has kavanos lahazik and one doesn't. And you say the one with kavanos lahazik gets a ptur chatzi nezik, and the one without kavanos lahazik gets is chayv nezik shalem. The one with, because the chatzi nezik is there is a kosev. The Hilchasayim is there is a kosev. You start out chayiv, and then the Torah makes you potter. Right?
That's good. What we're trying to say about, one second, isn't that what we're trying to say about Avnos Akim Aso?
Let me finish, please. You know, there is there was a very big gadol. I want to tell a story. That's not really a story. It's hashkafa. There was a big gadol. His name was Rav Nosson Shulman. Rav Nosson Shulman Zatzal was the Rosh Yeshiva of Sabak and Bnei Brak. Rav Mordechai Shulman was the Rosh. Who's that remembered him?
I remember. He's very close with George Lentz.
Yes, that is right. Of course, with George Lentz. So Rav Mordechai Shulman, the Rosh Yeshiva was Rav Isaac Scher. That was the original Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Isaac Scher's son-in-law was Rav Mordechai Shulman. Rav Mordechai Shulman's son-in-law is still alive, Baruch Hashem. That's Rav Hirsch, who's Rosh Yeshiva today in Bnei Brak. But his son was this Rav Nosson Shulman, who had a chain smoker in his youth. And when I knew him, and a beard all over the place, and he was like the most Yiddish person you ever saw just from looking at him. Anyway, so he told me once, he learned by the Chazon Ish. So he was explaining to me the difference between in Shita, between the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav. So he said as follows, the Chazon Ish felt, I mean, not that, the Brisker Rav felt that we cannot understand the logic of the Torah. Therefore, things don't have to make logical sense. Who are you to, it doesn't make sense. So what if it doesn't make sense? You don't understand the logic of the Torah. As long as it makes sense mathematically. In other words, you have to know that the concept exists. Mathematically means if you know, you can prove in the, you see in the Torah, there's such a thing as a Jew. There's such a thing as a guy. There's such a thing as a behemoth. Such a thing as a chaya. Oh. So now you can say mathematical. If there's such a thing as a Jew and a guy, so there should be such a thing as a half Jew, half guy. Mathematical. If there's a two, mathematically, there could be. If there's such a thing as a half Jew and a half guy, then there could be a three quarters Jew and a quarter guy. If there's such a thing as a behemoth and a person, then there could be such a thing as a half behemoth, half person. It's mathematical. Once you know the concept, the Torah has these concepts, so you're allowed to be mathematical and figure out, make splits. He says, the Chazon Ish said, these splits are not logical. Either you're a person or you're a behemoth. Don't give me a half person, half behemoth. My logic says there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a half Jew, half guy. You know, either you're a Jew or a guy, you know, we half. But he said, that was a machlokes. The Chazon Ish held that you have to follow logic. And the Brisker Rav says, as long as we know we're working with Torah Svaras and mathematically it works, the fact that logic says it makes no sense is irrelevant. So this is a beautiful classical example of a Brisker piece. In Svara, this is so illogical that it should be this way, that Kavanos LaHazik makes a kula. Hanoda Zeke, at the end of the day, Kavanos and Kahazek makes a kula. Hanoda Zeke makes a kula. Zeke Omotze makes a kula. Against the whole pashas of Insvara. Why should the Torah have done such a thing? The Torah gave kulas when there are chumras. Why would the Torah do such a thing? Because, you know, but he says with that, it's because of Xeris HaKosev. The Torah gave Xeris HaKosev.
Why did the shame
creates a tour, and you only get the shame when you have these. And that's how it is. It works out. And mathematically, it works out. mathematically works out. It's the fact that it doesn't sound Mistavra is totally irrelevant. What do I care if it's not Mistavra? You know, that's basically the Grizz's shot. Okay. Anyway, but it's a very interesting grid.
You could say maybe. I don't. Obviously, it's like Zeres HaKazah that we're saying, but it's possible. There's some type of svara, like you know, by Shabbos and Yontif, that we have things that were more makel by Shabbos because Shabbos is more machmer than Yontif. So maybe, perhaps, that it's a punishment. The reason what the punishment is for is to make you guard your animal. If it's kavanas lahazik or it has a chumrah, we don't. It's a chumrah. So of course, you have to watch your animals. So maybe that's a reason. I don't know. I'm just
okay. I think you're not being brisk. The Rav Chaim, Grizz would not like what you're saying. The Grizz would say it's exeris akasev. Don't give me your svaras. They say if you're a real brisker, you never ask what the svar is. That's a dirty word. What's the svar? You're supposed to ask what the gather is. You're not allowed to ask what the svar is.
Are we allowed to ask where does the Grizz come from? Xeris HaKazah don't need a Messer for Xeris HaKazah?
What? That's I assume it came from Rav Chaim. I don't know. I'm not such a donkey.
But Messerah, doesn't Messerah come from only the times of the Gemara? We can't make up Xeris HaKazah now.
I don't know. That's how he's understanding the Torah. And the Grizz was a big man. I'm not going to start up with the Grizz.
Right, but how does that work? Just from a mechanism.
You see his shita and derech and learning. I think it's just very interesting to see the derech, the shita and learning, that things don't have to make sense and it doesn't bother us. He doesn't go give you your whole tire. He just says it's exeris HaKosev and that's it. I think exeris HaKosev is the opposite of the way logic would be. So what? It works out. If the Torah starts out, the Sada Shava gives you a chiyuv. The Torah gives you a p'tur. Tur is only exeris HaKosev. So you only have the tur with his exeris HaKosev. Yeah, mathematically it works out. You know, I'm saying if you follow the rules of learning, the Sada Shava tells you you're chayiv all over. Okay, that's good. The Torah gave you a particular peturim, which are, we said, a positive negative, a p'tur. The p'tur was only written, it's an exeris HaKosev. Exeris HaKosev, we limited the only where it says it. So if it only said it when it's kavanos and hazik, you only get the exeris HaKosev, it's kavanos and hazik. It makes no sense, but things aren't supposed to make sense. So what? You know? Okay, anyway.
So what would be about something that was a hezek that wasn't one of these? Wouldn't be a toldah? What would it be?
It would be a toldah that with what the Grizz seems to say, he says, especially in the next paragraph, it's a toldah of Shor. It's a new name. Toldah of Shor. And Shor is the hybrid.
So this would be another way to answer Tyvus' first question also, though, right?
You learn out from, yes, when answer Tyvus' first kasha too, he says, but Farish. You know, you can learn out, there's no problem that you're learning out from Shem Verego, Yishipotim Rishas Arabim, or Karen Shabichatzi Nezek, because you're learning out from the Tzad HaShava, Shem, Karen, Rego, and that tells you that you're chayiv in when you don't need to have any of the chumras, and since you don't have any of the chumras, so Memeda, really, Amno Sakino Maso is a sure. The Maso with the low Afkirinu, according to the Grizz, is really this case that we're talking about. Amno Sakino Maso, when you throw Afkirinu, is a sure. According to Ram, Yisharil Amano. But it's a sure without Kavanos on a Hazik. It's a sure without Hanon Azega. And it's a sure without Azega Matsi.
So it's Ezek showing Rishus Aravna.
Yes. That's what he says at Beferish in the next paragraph. Right, because it's a Mishara Lamando. It's not a told of Karen, it's not a told of Shane, it's not a told of, it's very Midwig in the Lusher and the Gemara. Rav said Mishara Lamando. Rav didn't say Karen, Shane, Rego. Tavis has to figure out which one did Rav mean. So why didn't Rav say Beferish which one he meant? Why does Rav speak ambiguous and say Shara Lamando? So the Grizz is beautiful. He's really very beautiful. And he says that Rav is not learning from Karen Shane Arego. He's learning from the Tzad HaShava of Karen Shane Arego. And it's a new of called Shor. And he's learning from Shor and Amanu. And this new of has no Hilchusayim because it doesn't. Hilchusayim was only, but either the Hilchusayim was only given to Karen, Shane, or Rego. But this, which is none of the above, this is the Tzad Hashav of all three, doesn't get any of the Hilchusayim. So therefore, that's what he says. He says it beferish that the Mishara Lamanu gets all the Chumras. Because there's no, you don't get any of the Heterim, because you don't get any of the Xeris Akasas. That's what he says.
Would that mean even the Chumras that only apply to Adam usually would apply to it?
I don't know, Adam. No. It's Rishara Lamando. You get all the Chumras, we make a Sada Shava, Karen Shane Virago, and we say whatever, they're all Chayiv, you get those all Chiyuvim, and the Pturim don't apply, because those are special Xeris Akasas. And you don't have the shame of Karen Shane or Rego. Your shame is short, and therefore you're chayiv and shesarabim, chayiv nesek shalem, and chayiv and kedem. You're everything. You're chayiv and yeah, but not from Adam. Adam is not insured. Sharam namando. Okay. Anyway, that's the grizz. Let's skip to the. We said we wanted to do. I wanted to finish this sugya a little bit. Because we like finish, so we wanted to look at the rush. The million-dollar shayla, we wanted to know, does the Grizz's pshat fit into the rush? Now, it's a little bit an unfair question because the Grizz quotes the rush. So obviously the Grizz felt that his pshat fit in the rush. So I'm not, but since I'm a mechutzef, which I guess I am, so at least is it the pashtus, the rush, mashma like the Grizz, or is the pashas of the rush not mashma like the Grizz? Obviously, we definitely you can fit the Grizz into the rush. The Grizz says he fits into the rush, so for sure you can fit him into the rush. I'm not gonna. But and the question is it daichik in the lashon, or is it fit like a, or is it the simple lashon of the rush mashma a little different than the Grizz? That's a simple question. So what do you say, Shamir? You're also on your mechutzef, more mechutzef than I am. So what would you say?
More mechutzef, that's a very nice.
Yeah, you have more guts than I have. I'm saying a mechutzef in a nice way. So
I guess before getting to the Maram Shif and the Tosfos or Rush, they're clear not like the Grizz in the Rush. But we'll try to find something mukhrich. Is that what you want to try to find?
I want to find a lashon in the rush, which is not. So let's read the rush inside. We got a few minutes. We got plenty of time. Let's read the rush inside and see. Then instead of where does it start? It starts from Vyesh Min HaGedolim Shekasvu. Okay. The question is, what happens when you learn from a Tzad Hashav? So yesh min hagedolim shekasu d'lo mechayev and ma shechayev b'shneihem. Then I'm on the rush, and when and ois aleph, where it says daf vavam and aleph, and it's in the middle of ois aleph, about six lines after daf vavam and aleph. I don't know. Different people have different gemaras. I don't know how to I can't different printings. But in the old, in the good old fashioned gemara, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, seven lines up from the bottom and the first column.
It's two lines after when I posted in the WhatsApp, 2 lines after the red part.
Okay.
Right after the maskinon, Rabbi said it's 2 lines after.
Okay. V'yesh mi min ha'gedayim shekasil, do mechai v'ma shechai b'shneim. Right, this is the simple pshat, which is like Tysis. That if you're learning out at Tzad Hashav, so you got to get the pturis of everything because you never saw, you only saw the chiyuv this much, right? That's what we said. It's a simple svara. You want to, without bor, you wouldn't know your chayiv. Bor proves your chayiv. A bor doesn't prove your chayiv and kedem. So you can't get, how do you know your chayiv and kedem? If it's not kavanah son Isaac, bor doesn't prove chiyuv kedem. And so you got to have the, so if you're learning from two things, so you got to get the kudas of both. Okay. So yesh min hagedolim shekasu d'lo mechayev v'ma shechayev b'shneihem. U'patirim min nisgei kedem v'min nisus adam k'mo bor. When we tell me, go age, you know, if you're learning from Etzad HaShava from Boring Age, so you got to get the kudas of both. I mean, that's Pashup Shat, that's our Taisis. The Kim and the Otzim Etzad, you're being like Kashub and Naim. Now, if you're learning from two things, so you only saw the kudas of both, therefore you got to get the kudas of both. You only see, you never saw more than the kudas when you have the kudas of both. Okay. The Asian is Stapka Bedabra. I want to get back to this if we have a chance. The Asian is Stapka Bedabra, but let's skip it for a minute. The knee there, the call then bore Yeshlam. So this is the daya that the Grizz is trying to explain. Teda, okay, I'm going to skip the Teda if you don't mind, because we didn't do that Gemara. So skipping two or three lines till Hilkoch Nira. We're skipping the Raya of what the Teda is, just to make sure we didn't do that Fav, and I don't want to have to explain it, or I don't know it maybe. Whatever. Hilkoch Nira. I skipped around three lines. The Iker Talmuda he mi bor the chude. The Gor Gomorheim. Amno Sakino Maso the Buzzer the Naichi. Bein Afkrino, Bein no Afkrino. The Shmuel Damar Ekun mi bor the Manu. With the Rab Afkrino. Okay. So here's a line. Hilkoch Nira. The Iker Talmuda whom he bore the Chudei, the bore Gomorheim. Okay, does that fit into the grids? That's it. Five words. That's the punchline. This is where he's saying his opinion. He's saying his Shita. Hilkoch Nira, the Iker Talmuda whom he bore the Chudei, the bore Gomorheim. So does that sound like the grids? What do you people say?
It sounds like he's saying it has to be, so we have to find an av for it to be hooked up to, and then it will have its halachas.
Okay, so does that sound like the grizz or not?
I don't know. No, it doesn't sound like the grizz.
Why not? The grizz says in order to get
the grizz says it could be just a nezek in a vacuum that has no halachas.
Okay, so first of all, I'm not sure, but even if you're right, so and that's a minor point. Maybe. So we'll say that we'll argue with the grids that you have to have one shame. Yeah, you can't be a nothing, a new of. You have to be one of the four others. Okay. That's not the Iker you say of the grids.
The grids is inventing a Toldo of Shore, which doesn't
okay,
exist.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Maybe you're right, but that's a side point of the grids.
It sounds like it's a full.
The answer is Tavis is Kasha, but the. His Iker Yisrael of the Grizz is not the Iker Yisrael of the Grizz.
Does it sound like he's saying the concept of shame? It sounds like maybe he's saying the concept of shame.
Okay, so I'm asking you. What are you saying, Avram?
I read this Rush without the last 2 days of this year, which might be easy to do, I would think that he would hold that that this case is Potter and Kalem because it's a Bar Gummer.
No, Bor Gomer, a Bor is.
That's not talking about the Lothgarin.
The Rush does all that way. That's correct. It is Potter and Kalem. He's saying it's Bor Gomer and it's Potter and Kalem.
That's the Lothgarin.
According, he's going in the Mount Gomer. He's not going in Rav. He's going in Shmuel. Our Gemara was in Rav that says that it's Mishari Lamando. And he's going in Shmuel, who holds me buried a man, though. And then Achinam, he's saying it's a Bor Gomer and it's Potter and Kalem.
But according to the Grizz, wouldn't we say Avno Sekin Maso even in Shmuel is Potter and Kalem because it's not a bar?
No, because since it's me buried, it's a shame. Shmuel holds that they give it to Shame Bor. Shmuel, according to the Grizz, the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is what shame you give this. Rav gives it to Shame Shor. And Shmuel gives it to Shame Bor. According to Shmuel, you give it to Shame Bor, you get the Hilchosayim of Bor. According to Rav, you give it to Shame Shor, you get the Hilchosayim of Shor. Okay, come on, the people, you, how many years you spent scratching in Chafetz Chaim?
The Iker Talmud and the Grizz, really, that it's from Bor? Or is that the Iker Talmud is like the grand Sadashah?
That would definitely be the Iker Talmud if we're saying that, it has the restrictions of Bor, if it has the restrictions of Bor, it needs to be Iker Talmud, correct?
No, you tell me.
It doesn't have to be the Ikar Talmuda.
As far as, again, the point here, what is
Andy? It doesn't have to be Ikar Talmuda. It has to be daima to it to give it the category of book.
Ikar Talmuda.
Learning could be from somewhere else altogether.
Wait. That's the point. There's, according to the Grizz, the reason why you get the halachas of boar is because you have the shame boar. There's some basic machlokes between the Grizz and I suspect everybody else. According to everybody else, you get the halachas of where you learn it from. Now, Tosfos holds that if you have a tzad hashava, you're learning it from both. You got to get the halachas of both. The Rosh sounds like he's saying the Ikar Talmuda. Even though we're learning from both, but we're mainly learning it from this one. So since we're mainly learning it from here, we get the halachas of the one that we're learning it from. Ikar Talmuda Mibor. Dibor Gomer is not the reason, right? In other words, the Dibor Gomer is only the cause, right? The reason why you get the halachas of Bor is the Ikar Talmuda de Mibor. Why is Ikar Talmuda Mibor? One second, let me try and say what I'm trying to, you know, he's saying, he says, I think later again, maybe even clearer, but so this is in the beginning, it's just as good, hopefully. He's saying the reason why you get the Hilchos Bor is because Ikar Talmuda Mibor. Now I ask you, why is Ikar Talmuda Mibor? Because Bor Gomer. According to the Grizz, you skip the step Ikar Talmuda Mibor. The whole thing is that because it's Bor Gomer. That's the point. According to the Grizz, why do you get your Hilchosayim? You get your Hilchosayim because it depends what your shame is. So he should have said, Hilchok Nera, the Hilchos Bor, who? Because Bor Gomerum. Since it's Bor Gomer, it has a shame Bor, period. That's it. But the Grizz says Bor Gomer is only a means. It's not, since it's Bor Gomer, therefore Ikar Talmuda. So what it, not the Grizz, the Rush, I'm sorry, the Rush. So when it sounds very, very much from the Rush's Lashon that Bor Gomer does not do it. So what if it's Bor Gomer? Who cares if it's Bor Gomer? If you needed to learn out from a Tzad HaShava, you should get the halachas of both. But the Bor did.
Everybody thinks it's so difficult to convince the Grizz in there?
One second. Since it's a Bor Gomer, therefore we're not, but it sounds like the Rosh is saying, is even though it's a Tzad HaShava, it's like two people doing something. You know, one person writes a whole Sefer Torah, and then the other person fixes one little letter. So who wrote the Sefer Torah? You know, so, you know, it was a teamwork. It wasn't a teamwork. You know, we go, don't give me this baloney. The guy wrote, one person did 99%. The other one, okay, Enoch Inami, we needed him too, but he's trivial. You know, what he did was almost nothing. So that's what it sounds like, what the Rosh is saying. The main Nimud is Bor. Okay, you need Aish. But Asia is just trivial. Asia is just coming in to fill in a little teeny piece. Basically, it's Bor because it's Bor Gomer. This is basically Bor Gomer. Therefore, we learn out from Bor. So when we come to give you the Hilchoseim of where we're learning it from, we're not really learning it from Asia. We're learning it from Bor. That sounds like what the Rosh is saying. That's not the Ikar Talmuda Mibor. L'chudei. We're only learning.
That can't mean shame like the Grizz?
No, that's Talmuda. Talmuda means where you're learning it from. Then he says, Dib Bor Gomer. That's the second step. There's two steps. He's saying,
so Rebbe thinks Talmuda, the Grizz is saying, Rush.
The main thing that you're learning from. You thought you're learning from Etzad HaShava. And therefore, since you're learning from Etzad HaShava, you got to give it the halachas of both, because you got to give it the halachas of everything you learn it from. No, you're making a mistake. We're really learning it from Bor. Aish is only playing some trivial, you know, and then in the bottom and the you know, the bottom line. And then when they give the credits, they give the credit, the bottom line, and the 500 pages at the end, they give a credit to somebody for he was sweeping the floors. But he doesn't get credit. Come on. Don't exaggerate.
Does the Grizz think he's going to the Rosh?
We're only learning from Bor. We're not learning from Aish. Therefore, the Hilchoseim go from what you learn from. We're only learning from Bor. Why is it that we're only learning from Bor? Because the poor gomer, according to the Greek.
Really, doesn't this not sound like what? Doesn't this not sound like what we were saying shot in the Pnei Yeshua is?
It could be in the Chinami. It's not the Pnei Yeshua either. That's what I said. I have to think about the Pnei Yeshua also. But it definitely doesn't sound like the Griz, because according to the Griz, the shame, the Bor Gomer is the reason. And here in the Rush, Bor Gomer is only the cause. Right, the reason is Iker Talmuda Humi Bor, and the Bor Gomer is the cause of that. In other words, it's the Bor Gomer is not the conclusion. Bor Gomer is what causes. Right, I don't have my English right. It's what brings about the reason for the halacha is because Iker Talmuda Mi Bor Lechude. Period. How do you get Iker Talmuda Mi Bor Lechude? Because Bor Gomer. According to the Griz, Bor Gomer is the reason in its own right. Because if it's Bor Gomer, so that's a shame Bor. That's it. Finish. End the story. But according to the Rush, Bor Gomer is only a means, it's only a stepping stone, which causes Iker Talmuda Mibor Lechude. He says the same thing later in the same Lashon again, if I could find it in the later.
No, I'm in the middle of Shira.
I can't find it later offhand. Okay, anyway. But I think that the Lashon of the Lashon of the Rush, Pashtus, is very, very strongly not Mashma, like the Griz. They're very strongly not Mashma.
I'm just a little confused. Like, Rabbi seems to be saying things which I'm not. Again, simply speaking, the Rush was addressing a question that it should have the dynamo both because
you're learning from both.
So the simple speak, if the Rush held like the Griz, the answer would be is that learning from both really
is irrelevant.
Either of them doesn't give you the dynamo of either of them.
Right. The learning from both is not a reason. The reason why you get your pturim is because of your shame. So, and right. This is more gummer.
So like I said, why are we fetching a language here? It's much more of a it's a bigger problem than, and I say the problem is Iker Chasim and a Sefer in the Rush.
It's not just Iker Chasim and a Sefer is usually not such a big problem because you're allowed to say, to answer that the Rush was a big gadol and he didn't bother speaking it out. It's hard to shrug up someone with Iker Chasim and a Sefer.
He's arguing with other Rishonim.
He says something that's wrong.
He said nothing to answer their principle.
I'm not arguing with you, Shemir. I'm not arguing with Iker Chasim and a Sefer. I'm just saying that Iker Chasim and a Sefer is, I think, is a weak question. Because the Griz will say, what do you mean? He said, Shane, he said, Bor Gomer aim. He thought that you understand it. Yeah. My svara is so pushed that the Griz, that the Rush felt in those words, he said it, Bor Gomer aim.
It doesn't speak to that at all. It doesn't
Okay, but my gosh is even stronger. It's not just that it's chaser.
He's putting the wrong thing in.
He says that Bor Gomer doesn't answer the question. Because he clearly says that Bor Gomer is only a means to get to an earlier step, which to get to a different step, which according to the Griz is irrelevant.
And maybe okay, so that question, right? Why can't you, as far as that's concerned, you could defend the Griz and say that Iker Talmuda is how you get the shame and the what makes somebody get a shame Bor or a shame Karen or a shame. Is totally the fact that Iker Talmuda is from that.
No. He's saying anyway, Iker Talmuda whom he bore, the Bor Gomer aim. Bor Gomer means that's a shame.
No, that for that reason is the Iker Talmuda, but that's not shame. No, that's the
Okay, I don't know. You're making three steps. That the Iker Talmuda, that
I raised a question which I consider valid. Okay,
I don't know. I'm not going to buy that one. I'm sorry. You say Bor Gomer causes Iker Talmuda. And they can come with that causes shame.
Right, because Agufa doesn't make the whole concept of shame only makes sense, Lafitte.
Okay, I don't know.
The only reason why we extend the shame beyond the Av is because Iker Talmuda, who made is from the Av.
So where does four gemara? But where does four gemara? Let's find that. Where does four gemara?
It's a basic hole in the grizz that
I don't think that's what he means. If you're saying four gemara, I mean it's a four gemara.
I don't think that's what he means either. But I'm saying as far as trying to prove.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, so the chara is a very. I would think. I don't want to get, but pashtus, the grizz's pshat is very shver in the rush. So it's a very, you know, it comes out, if we are right, so it comes out like this, that the grizz is arguing with Tysus. And because, you know, he's clearly arguing with Tysus, he's answering Tysus's kashas. Edomai, he says that he's trying to rush, but the rush is mashmai saying something else. So So maybe they said there's some shita in the shita that fits in with the grids. I don't know. No, you're shaking your head.
I mean, not that I know of. I mean, the Rimi Gashi quote doesn't fit with him either, as far as I understand. You can look at it.
Okay. Now, didn't the Rashiva have some shita fitted in with him? Or something? I don't remember. Anyway, but it definitely sounds like that the grids is a very radical. You know, that's, you know, like, I mean, obviously it's Das Torah, but it's not the mainstream of Baba Kama.
So this was also Das Torah.
I mentioned many times, that's one of my pet peeves on Baba Kama, that many, many Rosh Hashivas, they take this grizz and they use him to answer half the Masechta. Many Rosh Hashivas, they're briskers. So they take the grizz as you say, and they use it to answer the whole Masechta. But the grizz is almost arguing with all the Rishayim. You know, he's arguing with all the Rishayim. You can't take a grizz, he's arguing with all the Rishayim and use it to answer the Masechta. That's just not fair.
That's like the story with Rav David and Rabbi Kinnerik, right?
Yes, you know that story.
Sure.
How do you know
that story? Rebbe. I probably heard it from Rebbe.
Rabbi Kinnerik said that when he came to Yeshiva, Rav David gave him a Bechina. So Rav David asked him a question. So Rav Kinnerik said it to Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim asked that question. So Rav David asked him again. He answered again. Rav Chaim asked that question. And Rav David asked him again. And finally, then he said, I guess the same answer. Finally, Rav David told him, Rav Chaim wrote his sefer on Kachim because he didn't want to be bogged down by what everyone else said. He was able to say, you know, his own mahalchim. See, he wrote on Kachin where there's nobody else talking. He said, now it got to a point that a Bacher can't think himself without quoting Rav Chaim.
Yep, 100% okay, it did. Anyway.
Okay, let me get to the other point. So I mentioned I like to think about this middle, this a simple thing, not a simple thing. The Rush brings three opinions. The first opinion is that you get the kudas of both. So the way we're explaining it is, why do you get the kudas of both? Because you're learning from both. The second opinion is you only get the kudas of one, because in love, we really say you're only learning from one. The other one is only coming as a very just small sidekick. So we don't really give it credit. You can't give the guy who wrote one letter in the Sefer Torah credit that he wrote the whole Sefer Torah. You can't give him credit. You know, all you did is one little thing. Don't take credit for the whole thing. And therefore, when it comes to determining Hilchos Seyem, you don't bust the Iker Talmuda. What is the logic of the person who's misopic? What do you people say?
Can Rebbe say that again? Sorry.
The Rush brings three opinions. The first opinion says that you get the kudas of both. Logically, you get the kudas of both because since you're learning from both, you get the kudas of both. The third opinion is you only get the kudas of Bor because in reality, you're really only learning from Bor. We need a Sada Shav and Bor in Aish. That's Aish is only serving some trivial purpose. But the Iker Talmud is from Bor, so we basically only give you the Hilchos Seyem of Bor because the main learning is from Bor. Okay, so this is the two extremes. First extreme holds that since you're learning from both, Bor and Aish, you got to give it the kudas of both. The second opinion says, no, we're really only learning from Bor, and therefore we give it the kudos of Bor. What's the middle opinion? The middle opinion is the Eishin is stopped over Daber. So what is chat in the suffix? What's the suffix?
Mean that you would get the chumras of both?
Meaning why does he have a suffix? He has a suffix if you get the chumras of both or only the chumras of Bor. So why does he have a suffix?
Well, perhaps maybe if you're using it achaponim as even if you're using it as a yochiach to show that you can learn from Bor, but maybe that's enough to say that I'm using enough of it to require me to pull along to have whatever chasar chiyuv that it had.
I mean, but the simple shot. I mean, what you're saying is right. I just want to get that say it's even more simple. What you said is right. You know, I'm not disagreeing. You said it is right. But what's the simple pshat in this suffix? Just if you would say it, we talked about talking mathematically. What's the pshat, simple pshat in this suffix? Is that
if you're not going to use it.
Okay, the simple math, there are three opinions in the rush. So the middle opinion is mesupik if the first opinion is right or the third opinion is right, right? That's.
Which means if you're not going to use it for the kulos, you can't use it for the chumras.
The logic, what Aaron you said was explain the logic of the first opinion. And the middle opinion is a suffix, who's right? Right? That's a simple reading. The Rush brings three opinions. One opinion holds that since you're learning from both, you got to get the kudos from both. One opinion says, no, we go by the ikar. And the other one says, you know, I'm not sure who's right. There's a machlokes. You both have good stardom. That's a simple pshat in the rush.
And what's the therefore of that?
Therefore, he doesn't know what the halach is. The first opinion is to get a pshur kedem and a pshur tamin, because you're learning out from Bor and Eish. The third opinion says you only get a pshur kedem, not a pshur tamin. And the middle opinion says I don't know if you get a pshur tamin or not.
So therefore, you take the raya is not the kulos.
What does he do with the Rosh's rayas? Rosh didn't just say a position. He brought a bunch of rayas from the Gemara too. So
okay, I don't know. I'm not up to there.
Would it be most logical to say that you have the chumras of both?
I'm trying to learn without too much batiyas. So
what's the most logical?
What's wrong with that structure? Could you say that you don't get any of the kulos?
What?
Yeah, wouldn't you don't get any of the kulos?
No. You definitely get the. Everyone agrees you get the kudas of Bor. The first opinion says you get the kudas of Bor and Eish. The last opinion says you only get the kudas of Bor. The Eish and Estapko, who's right? So therefore he says, for sure you get the kudas of Bor because everyone agrees to that. And it's misupik if you get the kudas of Eish.
If that's the suffix, if the suffix is between the first and the third opinion.
Right, so if that would be the simple reading of the rush.
But could it be that there's
the suffix?
How do you have a suffix between those two positions anyway?
Well, like, because there's a machlekes rishayim. So I don't know who's right.
They don't have a
tzara
position. What
a tzara
shavet?
But there are two opinions. They're both very logical.
How do you not have a position? What's a tzara shavet?
Aaron, if there's a machlekes rishayim, so obviously each opinion makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah, but so you have to have a position on it.
Says, I don't know which opinion is right.
So they are on a fundamental issue, like, what's a Sada Shava? They're like, yeah,
Sada. Okay, so you're saying that it's not so Mistavra. They would argue he would be in something on this because it's too
decided.
I don't know. If you can restrain him about it, then you're going to have a suffix. I don't know. They if the machleg is reshining, so obviously it's not so clear cut. So you can have it if the machleg is reshining. So there was a suffix. Okay. Anyway, what would be slightly wrong with this pshat? I don't want to say it's wrong, but there will be slightly.
The stapko should be at the end.
Yes. Oh, someone I agree with. Right. In other words, it comes out that you can only understand the yesh and stapko after you heard the third opinion. You know, the third opinion, he had to be marech to explain what the third opinion is. So before he explained the third opinion, you didn't understand the third opinion's logic. So how could he bring the viation estapko without first, he should have switched the order. He should have brought the first opinion. then the third opinion, and then say V'yeshin istapku. But when he brings V'yeshin istapku, it's mashma from the simple lashon that the istapku is even without bringing in the third opinion.
Therefore, would be on both. The istapku would be on both, right?
I mean, they may.
I don't know.
The yeshin istapku may not have stated the reason for which they're mistopic, correct? Meaning there may be the yeshin istapku may not have stated the reason for which they're mistopic.
Mistama, the Rush knew the reason why. I assume the Rush understood the reason why they're mistopic. So I'm saying if the reason why they were mistopic is because they weren't sure if the third opinion's right, then the Rush is out of order, because the Rush should have told us the third opinion first. Now, the truth is, no matter what you're going to say to her, that's true. Because I'd say they're mistopic if there's a different reason, and the Rush should have introduced that reason, right?
No. But if we say that the first opinion is saying you have to give them the kulos of both, because once you learn something out of both, you have to give the kulos of both, they're mistopic in that concept. In the concept that you have to give the kulos of both, they're mistopic, and maybe rather you're going to get the chumros of both, not the kulos of both.
Right.
In other words, they're mistopic. When you learn out from both, what do you do?
I mean, it doesn't have the shame of either one, and therefore it's going to be, I mean, someone with the Brisker Rav's idea that it doesn't get the shame of this, it doesn't get the shame of that, so it doesn't get any of the Pturim, which would not be like the Rosh either.
Okay, I try to think. Okay, maybe. I'm not sure if you're saying similar to what I was thinking or saying different. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I can't tell. At this point, I can't tell.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like he's saying that they're in this topic, and whether the svara that number one used is a compelling svara to have to say that.
Right, so the question is, if there's a time to say it's not a compelling svara, so why didn't Mr. Three just take that other side and say it's not a good svara? Why did he have to go ahead and make up a whole new svara to explain the third opinion? He should have said the reason for the third opinion is because they hold of one side of the Yeshin Istapku.
There
should have been another, or at least another shita quoted. The Rush should have said there are four shitas.
The Rush is saying that it is compelling.
There's Yesh that they held of the one side, of the other side of the Yeshin Istapku. And then but Sandy's saying is answering that, because you're saying that the other side of the Yeshin Istapku, is not that you're going to get the chumras, the kudas of Bor, but you're going to get the chumras of both. Right? So that's what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure.
Again, whatever that alternate reason is, that no risho may have been machri as such. I mean, a mistopic in an alternate reasoning.
Okay, but why?
Like this reasoning. He hears that this svara is.
I was thinking, but I have to admit, it's also a little daichek in the lasha, but it's a little bit, it's an interesting thought. Sometimes to have an interesting thought, even there's such a thing in Lamdas. You know, we're getting into Lamdas. We did it with Birka, the Birka Shmuel thing in Lamdas. There's such a thing in Lamdas that two things can be both right, even though they're in stira to each other, right? A simple example. If I want to know what day is it in Shanghai today, so I'll bring you a proof. Assuming you know there's no such thing as international dateline, which pashtus, there is no such thing, even though we say there is, because there has to be. But if there wouldn't be such a thing as international dateline, so I want to know what day is it in Shanghai. So I say, okay, I'll find out. I travel from Los Angeles and I go to Shanghai, and I just come there and I just say, keeping cheshbon, and I say, oh, you know what day it is. Then the other guy went from New York, went to Santa the other direction, going from the east, and he got to Shanghai. And when the two meet, they're on different days. So who's right? I swear that it's
Sunday. I mean, that was what happened in Around the World in 80 Days. He came back a day early.
Because they had, right? But I swear it's Sunday, and you swear it's Monday. And we both got a valid raya. I say there were five sunsets, and you say there were four sunsets. So who's right? So there's such a thing in halacha, you have this, that sometimes there's two different ways of looking at something, and you can't say one's right and one's wrong. They're both right. So it could be the Yesh and Istapku is Pshat, and as we have that by Shkia, right? That's the famous Chakira by Shkia. What is Pshat Shkia? Pshat is that the Torah had a set time when it start, when the day ends and when the night begins, but Chazal forgot, and they didn't know whether the day ends at Shkia. I mean, Bein HaShemashes. The question is, what's Bein HaShemashes? So the simple Pshat is, Chazal weren't sure when the day ends. Does the day end at Bein HaShkia, or does the day end at Seis? And since Chazal didn't know, so they have a suffix, what's Bein HaShemashes? But that's very strange, because Chazal made it such a basic thing not to know when the day ends. It's like one of the most basic things. When is Shabbos end? You know, people look at the last minute. They want to know when they can watch their television. Chazal forgot when Shabbos is over. You know, they got 45 minutes that they weren't, that people weren't paying attention. It doesn't sound
right. Television watching.
Yeah, okay, but still, sure they had something else to do. So the usual yeshiva charet and shkia is that no, Hashem said that the day goes till shkia, the night starts at seis, and the middle is no man's land. There's a vaday no man's land. It's not.
After all, didn't Hashem make all those creations during Bein HaShemashes, supposedly?
Oh, okay, I don't know, but that's yes. But yeah. There's a snapshot that Bein HaShemashes is a suffix. Bein HaShemashes, they call it a vaday suffix. It's a vaday suffix because it's vaday nothing. It's not that Chazal didn't know. Chazal knew, and what they knew is that it's a suffix. Hashem wanted it to be a suffix. Hashem wanted it to have a din suffix, right?
No man's land.
That's the yeshiva sharet and Bein HaShemashes. Hashem intentionally made it suffix. He says, day goes till Shkia. After that, there's no longer Vaday day. Night starts at Seitz. And the middle is Vaday suffix. That's what Hashem said made it a suffix. If you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's the middle? The Vaday suffix. So maybe that's, you know, I don't know if you can read that in here. That Nistapka is saying like this, that listen, you're learning from two things. So it's a vaday suffix. What is this? You're learning from two things. So it's a new entity. You don't know what this is. There's no way of determining what it is. Because you're learning from two things. So it becomes a vaday suffix.
So it's a yesh omrim shu suffix.
It's a vaday suffix.
It didn't say yesh omrim shu suffix. It said yesh nistapku. That's right.
Okay, I hear. So you're telling me that I'm not so good in the lashon.
I mean, I hear the approach. I'm just saying, as far as I say, that's what they're saying. I mean, that's...
Okay,
it would be easier to put Rebelbo into the rush.
If he said yesh omrim shu suffix, I hear.
It's not true. It's much easier to fit me into the rush than Rebelbo. Rebelbo is very, very daichik. The man is not so daichik. It's not. It's just. I agree. It's not so perfect. It's nistapku. They held. It's a suffix.
It's nispal. They made it a suffix.
It's
nispal.
What's the chat?
One second. Kirby said
chat again.
They're saying it's a vaday suffix. Since you're learning out from both, so what is it? It's a no man's land. You can't say it's a boar because you have to learn from Aish. Yeah, you can't say it's an age because you have to learn from board.
And therefore what?
So therefore it's a vaday conglomeration. So it's a new, it's a min bifnei atzmo. Just like Shmein HaShemashes is a min bifnei atzmo.
What would the halacha be in that case? Is a min bifnei atzmo.
What would the halacha be? The halacha is that it has a halacha suffix.
What does that mean?
It's vaday. What is halacha Bein HaShemashes? Halacha ben hashmashas.
Here in this case, does it mean the reason why
ben hashmashas gets a halacha of safek is not because we don't know, because it's okay, a quasi.
Fine.
Quasi-laila.
One second.
Even though it might not be good, but I'm trying to say it anyway. Ben HaShmashas gets a din of safek. Why are they going to din of safek? Because since it's a quasi-yayim and quasi-laila, so the halacha, when you have a quasi, is that you're a vadai, you vadai get us everything halacha.
So what does the din of safek mean here?
One second. So therefore, it's vadai, ben hashmashas, vadai has a din of safek yayim, and vadai has a din of safek laila. That's the yeshiva shereit. So I'm saying the same thing here. This is a quasi eish, quasi bor. It's not a real bor because you have to learn from eish. It's not a real eish because you have to read from bor. So what is it? Terence says it's a new bria. It's a min biftei atzmo. It's a min biftei atzmo. So what halacha does a min biftei atzmo get? You can't say for sure it gets all that. It gets vadai halachas bor because it's not a bor. You can't say it gets vadai the halachas eish because it's not an eish. So what does it get? It gets the suffix of both. So it's suffix bor. It's vadai suffix bor suffix eish.
Does it get the pkulas or not?
The rush should be a little bit more.
Me
what does that mean? Me suffix? What does it mean? Get the
pkulas
me suffix?
It's vadai suffix. So that means
if you go to Bezdin without a so, what does it have?
It would be that depends who's muksik. If the mazik is muksik, he wins. If the nizik is muksik, he wins on kedim or tamid because it's a vadai suffix. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. It's a suffix.
It sounds like there's a lot of beer as to why this is a suffix.
It's a suffix because it's a new, that's what I'm saying. It's just like Ben HaShmashas, you hear. Ben HaShmashas is not really a suffix. Ben HaShmashas is a new entity. The Torah gives a new entity, it has a din of a suffix because since it's in the middle, it's vadai in the middle. So a vadai middle gets a halacha of a safek. That's the halacha that's given to a vadai middle. That's the yeshiva shereit. When something is a vadai middle, you give it a halacha that it's a vadai safek. It gets all the halachas of safek. It gets the halachas of the vadai mi safek. That's what we say by Ben HaShmashas. Ben HaShmashas has a din of safek yayim, safek laila. Why does he get the din of safek yom, safek laila? Because it's vadai not yom, and it's vadai not laila. So when you're vadai not yom and vadai not laila, the din that you get, halacha lemaisa, is the din vadai of safek yom, safek laila.
Shouldn't the
Rosh have
said,
this is vadai not a bor, and it's vadai not an eish. It's partial bor and partial eish, just like Ben HaShmashas is partial day and partial night. So it's a new bria. What do you do when you have a new bria? It's a quasi yayim, quasi light. It's a quasi bor, quasi eish. So you have to give it the din of suffix. That's what you do to a quasi. That's what he's saying. I don't think it's so bad.
Shouldn't he say the Yesh Chaim Rimshin Estav Kubadavar?
The words seem to show that he's just saying that the previous tzad, like Rabbi Gold said, I think, that the previous tzad is a suffix, whether that's intrinsically if it makes sense logically. But to say a whole new pshat is sheyesh nestapik b'davar without giving any beer sounds a little funny. I don't think.
Okay, but the problem is yesh and it's the other way. He never said two stadim. The simple pshat in the normal reading of the rush, the pashas is like the first side. You have it side of shav, you get the kudas of both. The rush was mechadesh a chiddush when he said the third side. That's a chiddush, an ikar limudo. So Kol Zman, he never said that chiddush. There's no room to have a suffix.
The first two shot, he wasn't giving a hesber.
He's saying the statement. The statement is it's a nistapko. It's a geisha know that it's a seven. That's good for the husband. The din and the hesber come together. Once you know the din, it's obvious. It's a suffix.
If you're just saying the din, you don't have to give a hesber. There's no hesber to give. It's a suffix. There's no hesber to give. What are you going to give a hesber?
If you don't like it, you don't have to believe it. I was just having my fun for the day. Okay, anyway.
There's a clear reason why you would be the stopping for Dover, because Tosfos leaves off with a question. And there's difficulties with that first shot.
But I understand. But you have to have a logic. The Maisa, the first logic was you have to explain a svara.
He's not giving a svara for the other shita. He's only giving a svara for his own shita.
What?
He's not giving a svara for the other shitas. He's just giving his own shita. He's saying there's some people that hold this as the halacha. There's some people that are stopping the halacha. I hold this as the halacha, and I'll give you my reason. He's not giving a hesber.
Okay, but that's again, that's also a little daichik. He's quoting it, but he doesn't bother telling you. He quotes it in a way that you can't understand what they mean, because he's not interested in them. He's just interested in quoting them, but he doesn't want you to know what their logic is. I don't know, it's a little thing. But okay, I happen to agree it's a little bit not so much from the lotion, but I don't think it's so terrible. But okay.
And one second. Is it clear to say Yesh Mistapku means
12? Maybe it's 12. It's not Miss 12.
Okay. Anyway, listen. It was just a thought. It's not a little
quick word. We said that we're saying how it doesn't fit into the grid. But do we like it in the Pnei Yeshua?
We don't know. The truth is, we have to work more on the Pnei Yeshua. I have to work more on the Pnei Yeshua. Call me tomorrow. I don't know. I think in the Pnei Yeshua, it definitely has more of a potential. But because according to Pnei Yeshua, it is totally, according to Pnei Yeshua, it's totally on where the limud is from. Pnei Yeshua is based on the limud. So it could fit into Pnei Yeshua's logic. Pnei Yeshua's logic, see, the Grizz is the one that introduces new thing that there's a shame, the shame Isaac. But the Pnei Yeshua is going with the normal pshat that your halachas are governed from where you're learning it from.
I have to look back at it again, but I thought also he was learning it like from both, but then he was throwing it back in the one that it was
But the one you throw it back is because that's the one maybe we don't know. He wasn't clear why you throw it back to one. The Pnei Yeshua is very unclear why you throw it back from one. So you could say that he meant he just didn't say it because he threw it back to the one which is the main one. He didn't really explain. But he sure doesn't explain why you throw it back to which one you throw it back to.
But that wouldn't make it a Bor Gomor, meaning once you throw it back, it wouldn't make it a Bor Gomor.
No, the Bor Gomor is just the explanation of why we throw it back to that one. The grid.
But the reason why we would throw it back, according to the Pnei Yeshua,
the seems to say to some you say that we only, even though you learn from a Tzad B'Shava, we only want to make it like one. But it doesn't really explain how we pick which one. So the Rush could be saying, because we take the Iker Limud. Pnei Yeshua didn't say it, but he didn't necessarily say otherwise. He doesn't really explain the Pnei Yeshua why you get one and not the other. So it's a little bit, Pnei Yeshua is somewhat closer. So you have to really be medayah carefully in the Pnei Yeshua to see if he explains his svara. He just says, when you learn out from both, you still want to get the halachas of one. He doesn't really explain why and how do you determine which one.
So,
I don't know the Pnei Yeshua, but the Pnei Yeshua could theoretically, because he never said this thing of exeris akasov, he never said shame. He agrees that the halachas go by from where you learn it from. So it definitely could fit. I think it could fit into Rush, but I need to check. To be honest, truth is, I'm not sure on the Pnei Yeshua. I have to read it more carefully. I'm also Moida, I'm not crazy about my pshat on the suffix. But still, okay. But I do think that the Grizz is daichik in the Lush and the Rush.
And the pshat in the suffix.
I think the Grizz is a real typical brisker pshat. It's nice. Sometimes when you see this, like brisket shot, a real brisket shot and derech habris, it's enjoyable because you see the derech. You see the brisket derech there. This is
a Baruch Bar like that also? Is he in that category?
What?
is there a Baruch Ber in that?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. The Baruch Ber was the Poser Baruch Ber and the Grizz were very different. That was what Shiva used to always say, always, that the even though the Baruch Ber and Rav Chaim and the Grizz were two Talmidim and Rav Chaim, you say they're very, very different. But I'm not really such a buck in their familiarity. But I don't know.
Rebbe here says
this is more of a Bris.
Rebbe
said that. I can't hear. I'm sorry.